Shitty, shitty, shitty.
Mommy.
Right, ready?
Me, Manny. It's Sunday.
Oh, Jesus. We missed Saturday.
I missed all of it. I blacked out, I think.
I said it.
It was like a time warp. It was a break in the space-time continuum.
Did you do the time warp?
Let's do the time warp again.
Meatloaf is in that movie.
What movie is Meatloaf in?
He's in a lot of movies, actually. He's
Spice
in Fight
World?
Club, Spice World. The new Tenacious D movie. Well, it's kind of old.
What's your favorite Meatloaf moment ever?
I would have to say Spice World. The big reveal that he's the bus driver is great.
He is in Black Dog, though.
Black Dog, where he drives a truck.
Yeah, I'm a big truck-driving Meatloaf fan.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite Meatloaf moment.
Yeah. He was good in Rocky Horror. Give him that.
Yeah? You gonna give him it?
Give him that.
Now presenting good in Rocky Horror, Ben Ross.
He was good in Rocky Horror.
Yeah. See?
That's me presenting it.
Yeah. We didn't do any effects for that. But that was pretty good.
Yeah.
The cup.
Did you get... Donnelly sent us an email. He found the Donnie Darko album that William H. Macy.
Yeah, good job, Donnelly. Good job finding that on the internet.
He did. He found it on the internet.
Here's the response to that.
All right.
Hey Ben and Joe, it's me, Jeff Goldblum. Listen, I just got wind of this Donnie Darko soundtrack by William H. Macy. Let me tell you something. It is anything but off the chain. This is the worst soundtrack I've ever heard. If you want a real soundtrack? I mean a real one? Check out the soundtrack I did for Mean Girls. Check it out. Dope cheese.
Remix! Yep, that's the Donnie Darko remix. I hope you guys liked it. I heard you got the album art for it. Did you listen to it yet? I'll send you over a burned copy. I just remixed it on my new laptop. It's got turntables connected to it. It's got a juice maker. It could cook an egg in like 2 seconds. It's a new laptop by the Apple Macintosh. Remix. William H. Macy. Stands for hotness. Bye. Dope cheese.
Oh boy.
I'm really not down with the lingo. Is a juice maker, is it literally a juice maker?
Or yeah,
is it,
well, yeah, I think you really mean
or
that.
Does it mean like it makes the music
actually,
cool?
There's an ad on the Apple website that has the laptop. It's got a USB cable connected to it that hooks up to a juice maker, and then the juice maker has another cable hooked up to it to an egg thing.
That's crazy.
It cooks an egg.
It's crazy. Check it out on Apple.com.
Yeah. Yes.
Little plug for Apple.
Yeah. Yeah. Apple Macintosh computers.
Apple Macintosh. Do you have the Apple Macintosh computers? I'm looking
yes,
for those.
I do. We're actually recording on one right now.
What? Is that a Mac Mini I see?
It's a Mac Mini.
All right, listen. I have to say something. I don't always say this. In fact, this may be the first time I've ever said this
really?
In my life.
Okay.
You...
Yeah?
We're 100% right.
On what?
I saw the movie Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3. The new one.
The new Spider-Man.
The Venom and the Sandman and the Black Cat. No, she's not in
She's not in it.
Gwen Stacy.
Let me tell you
Gwen
something.
Gwen Stefani.
Ooh, Gwen Stefani was in it. She does
I got a story for you after.
Okay. I'll remind
about,
you.
About Gwen Stefani.
If you are out there and you haven't seen this movie yet and you're thinking about it, just save your money. Take that money.
Right.
Buy hot dogs with it. A lot of hot dogs.
You can buy a lot of hot dogs for $10.
Probably.
Or $8 or whatever it is.
It's like almost 10. If you have a date, if you're bringing a date, that's like
right.
$20. You're
Bam.
Throwing down the drain. Plus
Bam.
Popcorn. You should...
I'll hit you hard.
You know who you should hit hard?
Who?
Tobey Maguire. Just hit him right in the face. I will say Bruce Campbell, amazing part in the movie.
Yeah, I heard that was the best part.
It was. I should have got up and left after that part.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani?
Did you go by the Baldwin train station lately? Big carnival there.
Yeah, the carnies are in.
Yeah.
Hate the carnies.
They set up a makeshift carnival in the parking lot of the Baldwin train station.
Good family fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's a haunted mansion there. There's a fun house. Same thing, right?
Yeah, usually fun houses are scary. Right?
Well, there's two. There's a haunted mansion, a fun house, and then there's something else. On the fun house... They have, like, it's made out of, like, two trailers stacked on top of each other and, like, a staircase in between. Whatever.
Why do I need to go to Disney World when I can just go to the Baldwin Carnival?
But the facade of the thing is, like, these two, like, I don't know, big cardboard, whatever, plaques that are on top, like, covering...
So it looks less like a trailer?
Exactly, exactly. On the Funhouse, giant picture of Gwen Stefani, Madonna, who else?
It's the blonde pop singer house.
I don't know, the Black Eyed Peas are on there.
All of them?
Yeah. Wow. I don't understand. Why would that be on the Funhouse? Because that's
fun. It's fun to hear musicians. Let me tell you something. Weird. Take a drink.
Yeah.
You're going to think I'm ripping off of Dave Attell, but this story is legit.
Right, okay.
Erica and I decided last year we were a little short on the change, right. A little short on the money, so we went to the diner for dinner. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea.
We went to the dinner.
Dinner at the diner? Yeah. With Bulb and Roach?
Right. Coach, Joe.
Yeah.
Coach.
Well, across the street is where this carnival takes place.
Right.
And about the same time last year it took place.
Yeah.
So I say, hey, why don't we go see what's over at the carnival?
Mm-hmm.
So Erica, you know, she's not big into the rides and all that stuff. She likes, like, snacks. She hearts snacks.
Yeah, she better.
Like funnel cake, and...
You ever hear of these elephant ears?
No.
Yeah, they got them out there. I don't know what they are exactly. I asked, never mind.
Were you at the carnival?
No, I was waiting for train.
Yeah, sure,
the train. I saw the elephant ears and the funnel cake and churros.
Churros?
I don't know if they had churros. I just like saying churros.
So we walk up to, she wants a candy apple.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
I'd be hard pressed to find someone on this earth that doesn't want a candy apple.
You know, you could probably find someone who works at a candy apple factory who's probably sick of them right now.
I don't know. It'd be a tough choice, but you may be right. We'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
We walk up, and there's, you know, let's face it, who runs carnivals? Carnies.
Yes,
carnies. It's this greasy looking man. he's not very tan, he's dirty. And he's got a, you know, trucker hat on.
Right.
Not because he's cool, like Ashton Kutcher, because he's probably also a trucker.
Yes.
And Erica goes, hey, how's it going? Because she's always really polite to everyone. Mm-hmm. Can I have a candy apple, please?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy was so happy that Erica ordered a candy apple.
Really?
He's getting the apple and goes, hey, you like candy apples? yeah, I do. Yeah, because, you know, apples are really healthy for you. And then he gives the biggest smile, right? Four teeth. That's right. Four teeth. I'm like, oh yeah, those apples are doing great for you, sir. Who's going to tell you something is healthy and then smile when they have four teeth?
No, that guy.
That's like an extremely obese man telling you, you know, have the salad. It's really low in calories. Right.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't trust the carnies.
Carnies are kind of scary.
They frighten me.
I was, have you ever been to Coney Island?
Yes, but never to the part where the carnies are. I've just been in the area of Coney Island.
Okay. While ago. Like 6 years ago, maybe. I went there.
The old days.
Yes. I was walking the boardwalk with a lady friend of mine.
You have lady friends?
Yes. And they sucker you in, especially if you have a girl around your arm.
Oh, because then they like...
Yeah, they're like, hey, win something for your little lady friend. Your special lady friend.
That's right.
Right? And I'm like, I didn't have any money on me.
Oh, no.
At the time, I didn't have any money, so the guy goes, come on, I'll give you a free shot. What he's running here is a, throw a dart at a balloon, win a stuffed animal.
That's easy.
All right?
Anybody can do that.
I fucking did it.
What?
I fucking did it. Didn't give me the prize. He goes, you didn't pay. I was like, you told me I got a free shot.
Did you punch him?
No.
Because then his carny friends would jump
you. Threw a dart in his eye. Oh, and popped it.
Yeah, a balloon.
I was like, give me my toy.
Yeah, carnies are hustlers.
Yeah.
Good thing you hit that shot. What would happen if you missed?
I don't know.
Did he know you didn't have money? Because he probably would have kept making you shoot, and then you would have no money.
Probably.
They'd have been running after you with pitchforks.
And then I'd probably become a carny. That's how you'd probably become a carny.
Shit, that's right. Or you have to suck his dick. I don't know. Either way.
Either or.
Yeah, they're always like, hey, win something for your lady. And then, like, be like a basketball shot, and you totally miss.
Right.
And like, pussy.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Give me that ball. Here's $300. I'm going to do it till I win that stuffed animal.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff.
Speaking of crazy stuff,
mm-hmm.
You're making some crazy noises.
No, that's Bailey. He's outside. He wants to get in and see the kitty.
Sorry, you can't see the kitty, Bailey. You saw a movie too recently, didn't you?
I did. I saw one yesterday called 28 Weeks Later. Not days, weeks.
Now, does this movie take place 28 weeks after 28 days?
You know what? Maybe. Yeah, I think so. It doesn't take place, like, the same characters aren't in it.
So it's just,
But it is in London.
It's a spin-off.
No.
It's a sequel-off.
It's a sequel.
Kind of like Jurassic Park 2, the good one. Because it didn't have pterodactyls in it.
Whatever. But this one, it was not bad. It wasn't as good as the first one. First one was great. You didn't see it.
Yeah, but I know all the endings, thanks to you.
Well, it's good. It's good. I'm sure. You should see it. Really weird camera work, like herky-jerky, and gets you kind of sick. There was some claustrophobic scenes that actually made you feel claustrophobic, which I guess was kind of cool, but... I
guess that's what they're going for.
Yeah. Not bad, though. Not bad. I give it a thumb up. One thumb up.
Yeah? You cut the other guy's thumb up?
Yeah. I'm like, one thumbs up. One thumb up.
Right, well, I have some movie news.
I didn't like the father part. The beginning... Are you going to see it?
I don't know, because... Erica's friends, they want to see it, so that will make her see it. Then I have no pull.
She hates zombies, doesn't
she? She hates scary movies.
Right, she's not going to like this one.
I try to tell her these things. It's like if I say, hey, let's go see the movie. No, it's too scary. Yeah. One of her friends says, hey, why don't we try to see that movie? Like, you're just going to be scared, and then I have to kill zombies to protect you. So I want to go.
Alright, the beginning of the movie is great. The way they develop the dude's character is like, holy shit, I can't believe they just did that. Yes. Like... That kind of... But then they bring it back and they all... It's all pussy in the middle.
I hate pussy.
In the middle.
Wait.
Let's take one call.
Hey, Joe, Ben. It's Gary Busey. I heard Joe hates pussy. What a faggot. Peace. Dope cheese.
Gary Busey just called you the F word.
Ever. Gary Busey's such a dirk.
A dirk?
Yeah, Nowinski. He's a basketball player. He's kind of like a jerk and a dork.
Oh.
It's a dirk. All right, I have some disturbing movie news. You sitting down?
Yeah, I am.
You all right? Is your heart in good condition?
Yep, it's good.
All right. Did you like the new Star Wars movies?
No.
Did you like any of them?
No.
What about the casting for them? You think it was any good?
Oh, it's horrible. Well, no. Obi-Wan was pretty good.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
Are you a fan of Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah?
See that up there?
I
see that up there? What the heck? Indiana Jones. Trilogy. Right up there.
What the hell are you talking about?
DVDs, right up there.
Indie with the Amazing Fourth disc.
Yes.
Where they show that ball rolling scene.
Yeah. That wasn't in the first one.
Hot shit right there. Yeah. Alright. Well, the man behind the Star Wars prequels, I don't know if you ever heard of him, George Lucas.
No, what?
He made Star Wars.
Oh.
And then he made the Star Wars prequels.
Mm.
So far he's shooting like...
Bad movies.
50-50. Right. He's got three good movies.
Yeah.
He's got three bad movies.
Yeah.
And then, I guess, Howard the Duck is the wild card.
And American Graffiti. Pretty good.
All right, so Howard the Duck sucks.
THX is... I never got into it.
All right, well. He's like, he's shooting half.
Right, yeah.
And then he's got indies.
Yeah.
He did a good job. But we gotta give half that to Spielberg.
Spielberg, too. Yeah.
Well, they're coming back. They're teaming back up together.
Really? Indy 4?
Indy 4.
I heard Natalie Portman's gonna be in that one.
That's not that bad now that I hear about it.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I'd rather Natalie Portman be in...
She's got a little crush on you.
She does. Let's play that clip.
Okay.
Hey, this is Natalie Portman. Joe, I got a little crush on you. Just a little one. Dope. Cheese. Fuck y'all!
And Natalie Portman, she's quite the looker when she's cursing like that.
That video's awesome. You know her music video from SNL?
Yes, I do know that music video.
Edwin actually gave us that video. It's on our MySpace.
Thanks, Edwin!
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready for it.
Shia LaBeouf is going to be in the next...
He's not indie, is he?
I don't know. That's what I heard.
Is he baby indie?
I think he's baby indie.
No!
I think indie, instead of having a child, like, just one falls out of his hat, and it's Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaDouche.
Gila just douche. Telling you, that's who's
Gila
in the
douche. God damn it.
Are you going to see this new indie flick?
I'm going to have to.
As soon as the trailer comes out, I'm going to get excited.
Not when you see Shia LaDouche doing it.
No, because like, this is what you're going to hear, like,
his penis.
What? That look you gave me was great after you said that. You're like, yeah, I said it.
So, I don't think I'm going to even get excited over the trailer. I think it's just, I'm going to be like, oh.
Music plus whip crack? Whip crack?
Butt crack?
Butt crack. Indie butt crack.
What hope?
Harrison Ford is just an old douche anyway. Maybe Shia LaBeouf needs to be in the movie.
Oh, you think he's going to make it better?
No.
Alright, if you had to cast a prequel, like say they were doing prequels for Indy. I know, it's stupid. But who would you get to play Indy?
Who played Young Indiana Jones Chronicles? That horrible television show.
I don't know. You see, what I would do, I'd go to the graveyard.
Uh-oh.
Right? Because you remember in Indy 3, they got River Phoenix to play the young Indian. So
right.
I go to his grave, do the zombie dance, get him, because he he died at a young age, so he probably, I mean, he really doesn't age. He's just a skeleton, kind of.
Oh, he's just a skeleton.
Oh, but, yeah, but he aged, but he didn't, like, grow or anything. He's probably still the same size, right? Get the skeleton to play young Indiana Jones.
Pretty good.
So I'm saying.
Not as good as my idea.
What's your idea?
All right, I would go to his grave.
River Phoenix.
River Phoenix.
Right.
I'd do zombie dance.
Right.
And then we'd have a meeting and discuss who should be the new Indiana Jones.
Or you just want to get his opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Who better than a dead River Phoenix?
It's true. It's true.
I mean, because, you know, he already walked the walk, if you will.
Right. Yeah.
So who better?
The whip.
He cracked.
As you will.
He cracked an ass.
Yes. Okay. I changed my idea.
All right,
go to the graveyard. Go to his grave. Do the zombie dance. Attach some robot cybernetics to the skeleton form.
Okay,
you know, so he's got like fake flesh. Kind of looks like, you know, the Terminator. Like when you punch him and you rip off his skin, he's got that robo stuff, but part of it's skeleton too. Then get him to play young Indiana Jones in the prequel. Indy 4.
Indy 4, face problems?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Here's my idea.
You changing your idea?
I'm changing.
Okay.
I think it's better. I think you'll agree.
Okay.
All right.
Does it involve lasers?
It does now.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie dance.
Right.
Dead River Phoenix rises from the grave.
Yeah.
Okay. Dust him off a little bit. Get him ready.
Yeah.
Give him a laser gun.
Okay.
All right. Then we're going to go to B. Arthur's house and scare him. Oh, I'm a zombie. Look, I'm a dead skeleton. Look at me. And B. Arthur will have a heart attack and die.
And then she'll be in Indy 4.
Yeah.
You'll film that. And
that'll be Indy 4.
Okay. Good idea. Yeah. Good idea.
Thanks for the laser. That really...
that adds to it.
It really adds to it.
Good.
So, if you are a cemetery worker in the graveyard that River Phoenix is buried in, watch out.
Yeah, because we're probably going to go there.
Because there might be some cybernetics and lasers going on. I watched the trailer for T2.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday on iTunes, Judgment Day.
Yeah.
I gotta say, that's a pretty good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the second best Terminator ever made.
Yeah.
Horrible trailer.
Really?
It is so bad.
Why? It's so bad.
Because the voiceover for it is just awful. Mm. This time he's back. For good.
Mm.
Now, like, I know they're trying to say he's back and he's a good guy, but it kind of makes it sound like he's never going away.
Yeah, that's how I read it.
What a stupid trailer.
Yeah.
What's the best trailer you ever saw?
Wow.
Where you were so psyched that you had to see the movie?
Like, are you talking like action movie? Because there's different types of trailers, because, I mean, there's different types of movies.
All right, let's just make it very general.
You want to hear something weird?
Mm-hmm.
I was super excited for Napoleon Dynamite when I saw the trailer for it.
That's a pretty funny trailer.
I thought it was hilarious.
Idiot.
Yeah.
The part where the bike just falls and he...
Right.
Yeah, it was...
I watched it so many times. I downloaded that trailer.
You also like the Nacho Libre trailer.
I thought that was funny, too. And I haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah, I'm not so excited about that movie anymore.
But as far as action movies, the Star Wars ones were pretty good.
I was going to say, episode 1, 2, and 3 all had great, great trailers.
Yeah, too bad the movie sucked.
If you just showed those trailers as a movie,
I'd
be fine. I'm okay.
I wouldn't pay to see it because I could see it on a computer for free.
Pooter?
Yeah. Who's got a PSP? I do. What? I just got Katamari, the game Katamari for it. It's good.
This game sucks.
What's your favorite trailer?
Ever?
Yeah.
I think it's Star Wars Special Edition.
That's a good one.
It was a little corny with the "see it again" for the first time,
right?
But we both did get chills.
Yeah,
visible chills.
Yeah, where it starts off on the little TV screen.
Yeah, but see, I think that's not fair because it's already Star Wars.
Yeah,
I already had a preconceived notion of how much I like Star Wars.
Right.
Starship Troopers trailer was pretty good.
That was good.
Pretty good trailer.
That was good.
We're going to war.
Yeah.
War. We're going to war.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I think that was a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like meant nothing.
You got guns. That usually makes a movie pretty good.
Yeah, alright.
You got space. That makes it really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You got boobs. You don't get that from the trailer, but when you go in to the movie and you sit down and watch it, you're gonna see boobs.
Yeah, but we were like 16 at the time, so I think...
Boobs add to the movie.
But I think now, if we saw that movie, we'd probably be like, that was alright.
I have it on DVD. It's
me
great
too.
Movie. It's
I mean,
a great movie.
It's got a special place in my heart.
Yeah. It's got bugs. That was okay.
It's got a vagina bug.
It's got a vagina bug, and more importantly, it's got Doogie Howser in it.
My stupid.
I mean, that makes your movie right there. Add Doogie to anything.
Speaking of Neil Patrick Harris,
yeah?
Eric and I were at the senior gala the other night.
Uh huh.
Doogie Howser totally walked past us.
No way.
So instead of, see, this is how I
know.
I heard
he's gay.
I heard he's gay too.
Yeah.
This is how I know I'm marrying the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going, hey, look, it's Doogie Howser, like, yeah, you know, making an ass of myself.
Good news.
I was just sitting there with Erica. We're sitting on a little couch. Took a little break from the party. It was getting a little loud. Sitting in the lobby. And Doogie Howser walks by. So I go, do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. And Erica starts cracking up.
Yeah, that's funny.
He called. Let's hear it.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Dukes.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Neil Patrick Harris and my friend Vinny.
Yo, Dukes.
His real name's Matt. I forget his last name. What's your last name?
I just want to know, Dukes.
Oh. We just wanted to say that we love your show. We're gay together. And we make out during your show.
Great butt sex, Dukes.
Butthole.
Duke cheese.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Neil Patrick Harris.
He's pretty cool. That other guy.
Dukes.
Dukes.
Max. Dukes. Max something or other.
Yeah.
On The Sopranos.
He's on The Sopranos nowadays.
Yeah. That show's almost ending.
Good.
Like our show right now. It's going to end.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But I was just getting started.
Sorry.
All right. Well, I want to congratulate Ben Ross on graduating from college.
No, I didn't.
Give it up. So send an email to Ben of Drew Barrymore. Send him a picture of Drew Barrymore. Or, you know what? Send him a picture of Dead River Phoenix.
No!
Yeah, send it to him.
All scared.
Or
me.
Carmen Electra.
Ugh.
Or all three.
Or Jamie McCarthy.
Don't send Jamie
McCarthy. Okay.
Don't send Jamie McCarthy. Don't send Jamie
McCarthy. What else do we got to talk about? That's it, right?
89 days till I get married.
Whoa.
Your
birthday's coming up soon.
19 days? No, less. Not this Sunday, next Sunday.
Oh my god.
2 weeks
that's
from
so
today.
Soon.
14 days.
That is so soon.
Maybe 25. It's
oh.
Like, you're 25.
Okay, call us, 718-304.
Oh, we're such dicks not giving out the number.
304-7856.
Gmail us
at iheartsnacks@gmail.com.
Be our friend.
Facebook.
We got some new Facebook friends.
Well, Amber, she's an old friend, but she's new on Facebook.
Check her out on the Facebook.
And her friend, Aaron?
Aaron?
I think. Yeah, that's it.
Nope. And check out the Donnie Darko soundtrack.
It's going to be our album art.
And the Mean Girls soundtrack. It's coming out.
Maybe not our album art, but it will be on the blog.
It's going to be there.
And on the Facebook. We'll put it on there.
Okay. I won't say see you at the movies anymore.
You just did, asshole. Dope cheese.
Dope.